Let us go there on something about your baby like, and I have two studio guests at the moment. Hello, girls.
How are you?
And what are your names?
Caroline McDonald and Irene.
And Irene Gavin.
Right, and you're fans of Radio West.
Yeah.
You're sorry to see the station go?
Yeah.
Terrible sorry.
So what will you be praying for tonight?
That it stays on.
That it stays on. The return of the station.
Yes.
Right, we'll be back, don't worry. And let's move on straight away with Men at Work and Overkill.
Bradley, and here is an important statement regarding the future of Radio West. Owing to recent events relating to independent local broadcasting, and as a gesture of solidarity with Radio Nova, Radio West will cease broadcasting at midnight tonight, Thursday the 19th of May. We are doing this on a voluntary basis to demonstrate the responsible attitude of the major independent radio stations. However, should there be any change in the situation in the immediate future, Radio West will of course resume normal operations and will continue to serve you, the people of the Midlands and further afield. We would like to thank the very many people who have contacted us with their messages of support, and we look forward to your continued support. We hope you will join us for what we hope will not be our final hour. Stay tuned for further bulletins.
Well, as you heard there from Helen in the newsroom, we won't be broadcasting after 12 o'clock tonight. So if you're tuning into another radio station a few miles up the road tomorrow, this is what you might hear.
The time is 3 o'clock, and here are the 1:30 news headlines. Eggs are going up. The hens have lost all sense of direction. The karate champion of the world, Mr. Wong Jong Nyiknyak, was admitted to hospital today in Tokyo after trying to swat a fly from the back of his head. He broke his neck.
Well, but Brendan Grace, of course. Right, a new group that's formed in Mullingar are called the Easy Street Band, and they've got a lead singer called Davina Carroll of the Country Show here on Radio West. Davina, what have you got to tell us about the group?
Well, the group was formed about, let me see, about 8 or 9 weeks ago. We all live in Mullingar, with Jerry Burns on drums and Jack Weems on bass. You might remember them from a group they used to be in called Hiker. They're playing completely different music now, much more music to my taste, I'm glad to say. Jerry Burns on drums, Jack Weems on bass, Eamon Ryan on lead guitar, Bill Walsh on rhythm guitar, and myself on vocals. We went up, actually, Mike, we went up to a recording studio last weekend and we did this demo tape right the way through the night from 7 Saturday evening till 9 Sunday morning. So if you can imagine, we were pretty tired Sunday.
I believe you recorded the tape, or the part called Desperado, at something around 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah, no, that was Cradle to the Grave.
Cradle to the Grave, that's 6:30 in the morning.
6:30 in the morning,
fascinating.
Yeah.
And I suppose you were glad to get out at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah. Come straight home, into a shower and straight into bed.
Right, the first track I'm going to play is called The Highway Song.
Yeah.
Would you like to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, there's nothing really to say except that we practiced in Mullingar. We sat down in the band room one evening and we wrote it between us in an evening, really. It was arranged by ourselves and that's about it. It's a lovely song, I like it, and the lads all like it.
Well,
so
you have lots of tracks here on the tape. And
go away, Helen.
We've got disc jockeys coming in and newsroom staff, and they're all teaming up together here. We've got Helen Bradley and Mike Young. Whoa, what a combination. Right, could we see a forthcoming disc from you, an album or something?
Hopefully. We're not aiming at a disc at the moment. It's very, very hard to say.
Be open for bookings.
Oh, definitely. We have a couple up in the near future. We're going somewhere on the 3rd of July. I won't say too much about it at the time being, but we are somewhere on the 3rd of July. But we're open to bookings, definitely.
Great, yeah. I'm open for bookings too, because here I am, left without a job after tonight.
Bookings.
Yes, true. Left without a job tonight. I've got all my own disco equipment, and I'd love to hear from you here on Radio West.
That's the Mike McCartney disco.
That's Mike McCartney's disco, better known as the Top of the Pops Roadshow. Right, let's go in now. We'll hear something from Davina's group, the Easy Street Band, and the Highway Song.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Davina Calder and the Easy Street Band, and the song was called The Highway Song. Right, I'm going to introduce you now to a disc jockey who needs no introduction. He was the man that put on his wellies and came out in the crack of dawn every day just to bring you breakfast in bed. And it the breaky tracks and everything. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning already. Was that our own little Davina?
That was our own little Davina.
Wasn't it just brilliant?
Fantastic. Right, Mike, you're going to take us up.
Yeah, you know it.
Yeah.
Good evening, fan. You know, it's just one fan in the morning, so this day.
That's what I'm told.
Mike, I'm listening to. Mike Young, ladies and gentlemen.
Two fans, then. Well, it's very good. It's a sad day for us all, Mike, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah.
I feel like I'm talking to myself then, Mike.
No, you're talking to the microphone.
Here's one we started off with early in last year, but around the summer of last year. From the Go-Go's, Our Lips Are Sealed. There we go. The Go-Go's, of course, on Our Lips Are Sealed at 20 minutes to 11. Don't forget, keep coming to sign those petitions. And if, of course, you're outside of Mullingar and you can't get to us here at the studios, just send us a stamped addressed envelope. And the address is Radio West at Radio West House here in Mullingar. And we'll forward out a few forms to you pronto, I must say. Moving on with the music at 20 minutes to, just gone 20 minutes to 11. In other words, an hour and 20 minutes of Radio West left presently. This one's called Billie Jean. It comes to you from Michael Jackson. And if Colin Mac, Dave Murphy are tuned in, I'm going to drop up here to the studio before 12, you can, lads. Yours truly, Mike Young, with you here till 11 o'clock on Radio West, transmitting the final hour and a quarter, sorry to say, from Mullingar, 430 metres, medium wave, 99.75 exactly, on the FM band, VHF band. Radio West are going off to you at 12 o'clock. It's Fleetwood Mac this time, and it's very special for Maggie Farrell, Michael McHugh, also for Dr. Hope, and the Kellys of the Beehive here in Mullingar. Good evening, or good night to you. It's Fleetwood Mac. Radio Carousel over there in Navan. Good evening to you, Kieran.
Hello, good evening.
Well, how's things over there in Navan?
Things are going fairly well, Radio Carousel. Obviously, in Navan and County Meath area,
yep.
Everyone is listening with great interest and I suppose waiting with anticipation to see what actually is going to happen there.
What do you think of the situation so far, Kieran?
What do you think of the situation? Well, it's very, very difficult to say at this stage. It remains to be seen what actually is going to happen. We have had rumours from various sources that Radio Carousel and Navan was going to be raided or will be raided tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just have to wait and see. We haven't done any final hour. We haven't decided on any final hour or any close down as such.
Yes.
What we're doing is we're waiting until our managing director, Hugh Hardy, will be coming on the line from Dundalk.
You close down at 1, is it?
Well, we go 24 hours. We're more
24.
We're 24 hours a day, but at 1 o'clock we have music through the night, you know?
Yes.
But tomorrow anyway, 12:30, that's tomorrow, 12, half past midday tomorrow,
yeah.
Hugh Hardy will be coming on with an announcement about Radio Carousel. Now, your listeners may not know this, but Radio Carousel in Dundalk is 5 years old tomorrow.
So it's an unfortunate birthday, you know.
Unfortunate, yeah. When I was talking to Hugh this evening, I said he might receive a birthday present that he never thought he'd be getting on his birthday.
Who did things? Like, it came so sudden, you know?
Well, it came as a great surprise, you know, to everybody.
It did indeed, surely.
We didn't actually think that this week, this particular week, was going to be the end, but we just had to wait and see, you know?
Yeah.
So, 12:30 tomorrow, Hugh will be making an announcement on the station, one way or another, what we will do. He seems fairly confident. I can't really speak on behalf of him, but talking to him this evening, he felt very confident.
Of staying on?
Of staying on and not being, I don't know, I wouldn't really like to say at this stage.
I know.
See what he says, as I said, we're listening to you here in County Meath, and so we wish you all the best. I think it's a terrible pity, the situation.
Occasionally, yes.
You should have to close beforehand, probably it's your own decision.
Like. It is totally your own decision indeed, Kieran. It is indeed, yeah. But sir, that's where we just close and see how things go, you know?
Yeah. Have you been getting much response to your petition?
We have indeed, yes, we have indeed. We've stacks of signatures here in the studio at the moment, and we've only started this evening.
Yeah.
And in fact, we're over petition forms at the moment, so we will have more in the morning anyway.
Is that right? Well, yeah. Due to demand, certainly speaking for on behalf of Radio Carousel in Navan and County Meath, due to demand, we hadn't actually planned a petition. But due to demand and due to people inquiring, phoning up, calling into our offices in the Navan Shopping Centre, we had to produce petition forms.
It's massive, the actual amount of listenerships the station has, like when a thing like this comes up, you know, you don't realise, like, you know, how the thing is, just half the people are listening to it, you know, it's amazing.
Well,
how many actually are tuned in.
It's a thing that I'm sure yourself and myself keep in mind when we're on the air, that it's a very, very powerful medium.
Oh yes,
you
know,
you practically tell people what to do, but the thing is, once the transmitter goes off, once the switch off, that's it. So, and unfortunately, I think it seems to be the general trend of things, certainly from my experience in radio, and I've been in radio a long time because I worked in, started off way back in 1976-77 in Radio Dublin.
Yeah.
I found, you know, the general trend of things that people, you know, the saying, out of sight, out of mind, it can more or less apply to radio, out of ear, out of mind.
Exactly.
People tend to think that when the station goes off the air, that's it. Maybe less, I would say, in the case of Radio Nova and Sunshine because of the great amount of publicity generally I think that people tend to forget, but we'll hope anyway, keep our fingers crossed that things will be okay, and that let's hope that sense will prevail, and that those that have proved to be responsible broadcasters in the past will be granted the necessary license.
Exactly, that's our sentiments on this end anyway, Kieran.
Yeah, because there are people's jobs at stake and lots of jobs.
Precisely, yeah. Why should anybody be denied the right to work, you know?
And there's a community aspect of it.
Supplying
information to a sublime, which RT wouldn't dream of carrying, but because of a local station, you can do that, you know?
You can indeed, yeah, you can, just because, like...
Yeah, I won't hold your line up too long anyway, Mike.
Right, Kieran. Thanks a million for ringing in.
Can I get a quick request in?
Yeah, sure. Fire ahead.
Well, seeing as I play so many requests for people right throughout the years now, it's the first time I think I've played a request for somebody. Mr. and Mrs. Byrne of 185 Silver Lawns in Navan. If you could say hello to them, and also to Anne Byrne, who's very kindly taping at the moment. that's the main part of the request. I'll leave the choice of music up to you, Mike.
Oh, it's okay, right.
Once again,
thanks a million for ringing, and the best of luck to you over there in Navan.
Not at all. Thank you very much, Mike.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Right, bye. Bye. Carousel Radio in Navan, and good evening to everybody over there in the Navan area. ABC supplying the music there with the Look of Love, and Davina Carroll coming along now. So from me, Mike Young, unfortunately, instead of saying just a simple good morning to you, it has to be a goodbye for now, but not forever, we do hope. And we'll be back in the near future. And don't forget, keep signing those petitions. Drop up here to Radio West House in Patrick Street, Mullingar, or if you're outside of town, do drop us in a stamp to that same sort of. We get petitions out to you pronto. So from me, Mike Young, once again, it's a very good night to you, and bye now.
5 minutes to 11. My name's Davina Carroll. You probably have recognised the music if you're a country and western fan. Unfortunately, for the time being, it'll probably be the last time you hear it. We're all trying to stop ourselves up here. We're all having a very, very good cry. Come on, Helen, come in here and give us a few sobs. I'm going to play you a couple of country numbers. It'll be my last time to play them. And Mike's standing in the background here looking very, very soulful. So I'll not waste any more time and we'll have something from Philomena Begley. Yes, it's a truck-driving woman.
A little boy is what my daddy wanted.
Hello to Kenny's Cycles here in Mullingar, and in particular Billy the Painter and John. Thanks for the lovely comments, John and Billy, about Radio S. Well, we hope to stay on the air, and we hope to be back pretty soon. It all depends on things go, as you know. Well, as a lot of listeners will have probably realised, I'm English. I've only been over here in Ireland a little while, but Ireland is the only place for me.
I've traveled far away from my homeland.
Larry Cunningham never said so true words at 5 minutes past 11. Old Ireland is the only place for me. And from a man that's supported Radio West very, very well is T.R. Dallas with Big Tom Doesn't Play You Anymore. I really don't know what I'm doing tonight. Of course, it's cold, windy city of Chicago.
In this cold, windy city of Chicago, here I stand, I'm waiting for a train. In this cold, windy city of Chicago.
And of course, the T.R. Dallas Band, The Cold Windy City of Chicago. Well, that's a very small selection there of the songs that I mostly play on the show, I suppose you could say. My last record coming up on Radio West. I'll be back later on this evening to say goodbye to you with all the rest of the DJs, hopefully. Before I go, hello to Seamus Hope, and that comes in from All in the Tavern, and hello to Tom Salmon and Jackie O'Connor, to Johnny Smith, and they're all working for the Minister of Defence, and to Son Dinigan, who's getting married in August, and that comes in from Mr. Cooney. Well, it's 8:30 past 11. My last record is going out to each and every one of you that supported us all here at Radio West. There isn't an awful lot more I can say, but thanks to everybody, and we'll go out in a blaze of glory.
Let's go out in a blaze of
that is, of course, a blaze of glory, 11 minutes past 11. I'm even forgetting the time here. I'm going to hand you over to Dave Murphy, who's here with you on Sunday afternoons normally and Wednesday evenings with the Kayleigh programme.
Well, good evening, everybody.
Dave Murphy here, and
speaking on behalf of myself and Colin Mack. And I'd just like to say how very shocked we are to hear that Radio West has to go off the air. And I'd like to thank now Radio West for giving myself and Colin Mack every facility to promote the Irish music and Irish culture in the Midlands. Having thanked Radio West, it's my duty also to thank all of those people throughout the Midlands who gave us the best of their music and facilitated us in every way to the various venues we went to record. I hope that we are able to be back with you again before very, very long. The recordings we made are in our possession, and we will keep them for as long as we live. Goodbye, and may God bless you all. Thank you.
Yes, Rocking Goose there, and that means it's Mike Lewis, and a very sad Mike Lewis tonight. We're all getting a little bit emotional here. We've just got to try and get a grip on ourselves. I'm sure you can understand that we feel very, very sad. The prospect of having to leave you, hopefully, is only going to be for a short while, and we look forward to being back with you as soon as possible. Now, I have one or two thank yous to say. First of all, I'd like to say a thank you to all those in the Department of PNT who have made our operation possible. The postmen who deliver all the mail here, the people who, the telephone operators and the telephone engineers who make it possible for all you people, or who have made it possible for all you people, to phone us in with your requests and with the news items and the sports fixtures, all the other things that make a radio station possible. Also, a very big thank you to the advertisers, of course. Now, I'm Mike Lewis. A lot of you out there also know me as Mike Campbell Ricketts, as, you know, on the advertising side of things. This is the night when we sort of take down some of the wraps and let you know just who we are.
You want to be from Dublin. Your support is wonderful. As somebody said here, you're a gentleman. Support is what we want and support is what we need. And I don't know, touching the switches here on Radio West at this very moment is a kind of funny feeling for me, because I don't know...
Fiddling, really, don't...
Mike says don't be fiddling. I don't know whether I'll fiddle them for a long, long time, but hopefully very, very shortly in the future I will be fiddling with these things. So thank Anthony from Dublin. His name is Anthony Flood from Dublin. And one thing I have always wanted to do, but I forgot to do, was thank and say hello to Pat Ward, a fellow I went to college with in Dublin. He rang me for the last two nights. I've never said hello because I've never thought of it. So Pat's listening. Good evening, or good night to you, Pat. And another thing is a very special request for Stephen Tully from... He works in Radio West in the shop, has always been here from the start.
Willie.
He has manned the phone tonight.
Can we say hello to Gillian Phillips?
Gillian Phillips from Radio... What am I thinking? I'm not
yes,
even thinking about...
Yes, we have to say hello to Gillian. We're sorry she's not with us.
I can't think of it. It's just emotional.
And Pat Hunt.
Pat Hunt and other people. Everyone who's...
Everybody that has been with us here and that has made working here so fabulous.
And Willie, I'd like to say hello to somebody else.
Davina.
I'd like to say hello to Rosaline Malone. And thank you very much for the lovely card, Rosaline, and the little present. And if Radio West do get back on the air, keep listening.
It's not the fact of keep listening. We know you'll be listening, but the fact is... you know, if you lobby your own local TD, you will get Radio West back in the air. So if you've any sense and any compassion whatsoever, lobby your local TD and get Radio West back on the air.
And from me, Harry Burns, a special request for one of my greatest fans over the last 5 months is JJ Hussey from Shurach and Castletown Gagan. JJ will be back again. And again, as Willie Hart was saying earlier on, he has lost his job tonight. He's redundant. What about me? I've been made redundant twice in 1 week.
I know.
How about that? But good night, everybody.
Thank you, Harry. Well, you wouldn't believe the emotion here if you're listening at this moment. I hope the whole bloody country is listening to us tonight. Forget the bloody bit. I'm not breaking any broadcasting rules. Radio West do exist, and we will exist in the future. The reason we are going off the air is simple. We are supporting everybody. Please, please, for any compassion and sense, support Radio West in this coming future. And another record from me before I do say goodbye is from one thing. It comes from a group called...
You're crying, I kiss you, baby.
That's Chris Jennings telling me not to cry. 12 minutes away.
This has just come in with 2 pints.
How can I not? I mean...
What?
If you expect someone not to cry when he loses his job because of not of his fault, because of the government's fault, who the people who are saying... Give me a job. Give me a job. We'll give everybody a job. And they suddenly say no. They cut off your job for some silly reason. You know, you can't really think. 12 minutes away from 12 o'clock, what can I say? Na na na, hey, kiss him goodbye from Bananarama. I'm not losing my job. I know I will return in full strength. 2 to 6, as usual, on Radio West in the coming future. I'll be back in a short minute. This is Bananarama. 8 minutes away from 12 o'clock. Nana, Nana, kiss him goodbye. I wish everybody who listened to Willie Hart on Radio West to come in and kiss me goodbye.
You were looking for the squeeze LP,
yeah. That reminds me, I was looking for the squeeze LP yesterday. Listen, I've lost a job because of that government. I'm shivering all over. It reminds me of certain things I can't talk about, but anyway. I can say very, very little. I've only one more record to play before I ever say goodbye, and hopefully I'll be back in the future. People listening at this moment, you know you can support us. I can say no more. I've lost a job. Everyone here at Radio West, includes 30 or 40 people, have lost a job. Lobby your local TD and get our jobs back and get local radio back on your radio station, because we mean so much to you. You mean so much to us. There's nothing more I can say from Willie Hart. That's me. Goodbye. Goodbye, and I'll get it over with from myself. This is Mike McCartney will be joining you now in a sec. It's a theme tune that brought him on so often. So for myself, something I've always said on Radio West was, good evening and God bless. I used to say, this is the time of the night again. Well, it's no longer 10:30 and no longer have a top five in front of me. Each night when I went home, I looked forward in the morning to coming in and looking at the desk and picking up a bundle of mail and reading out top five. 22 years I had an ambition to fulfill, that was to get on the radio and broadcast. I did it, and I did it 8 weeks ago. And what happened? Somebody came along and said, this is it, we're going to close down. What can I say? It's easy for me to turn around and blame the government, but I've yet to hear something from the opposition, shall we say, or anybody else. Who's going to give me a job now? I wonder. Right, people, I must say hello to everybody in the Loreto Convent. They've been very, very good to me. People up in Kilcarmac, people in Laois, Offaly, Westmead, Dublin, everywhere, you can name it. I got letters from Donegal, Galway, I can't forget my friends in Galway. The only west that's left for me now is west of the Shannon, and I'll be hitting down another weekend. And the next time I see you all, I hope I'll be in Crow Park. And I must thank very much indeed the people here at Radio West for being so kind and so friendly with me. There was a great warmth and kindness in the people up here around Mullingar. I felt more at home here than I did in Galway in my last job. And what can I say? I'm running short of words. The words are being replaced. Words are being replaced by emotion and tears. And there's nothing left for me to say. But thank you very much indeed. I hope I'll be part of you yet again sometime. But who knows? The future is bleak for me.
You joined those cops and you were dead.
Can I thank everybody here in the studio? Declan Flood, Helen Bradley, Davina Carroll, Nigel Hendricks, who came in and made a part of my top Sundays. Nora,
BGP,
sounds like for Niall. Mike Lewis, Harry Burns, whom I called Bradley earlier on, I don't know why. Mike Young, who used to wake me up in the morning and come in instead of Terry Wogan. Captain West, Stephen Tully, everybody, and of course Chris Jennings, the
Anne-Marie's
biggest fan, you know, and Helen Bradley has something to say to me.
I don't know. I think I hope I'm not speaking out of turn when I say to Nora and to Sean, thank you for a wonderful atmosphere that we worked in Radio West. I wasn't here very long, but I really, really did enjoy it. And Nora and Sean, thanks ever
so
much.
Don't worry, you'll be here again. Don't worry.
Well, lots of people have rang up and asked me, was I really from Galway? They said I had a Cork accent. Yes, I'm from Galway. And when you hear my surname, you know I am from Galway. My real name is Michael O'Flaherty. Right, Mike Lewis.
Well, I'd like to say a big thank you, as I said before, to all the advertisers, but not only to the advertisers, also to advertising staff here. And when I say not least amongst them, I mean very much at the fore amongst them, Declan Flood, who is right here. Now, Declan, could you just say hello, please?
Yeah, well, I would just like to say hello and thank you to all the friends I've made in Tullamore and the Offaly area. and we will be back. That's the message. We will be back.
Super. And also a thank you to Michael Connell, who has been handling advertising in the Kells Oldcastle area. And, well, thank you to all the advertisers. And we mustn't forget, we must say one more time, Aran Radio Remail is one of our best advertisers, and they made the most magnificent gesture of all. They had placed a very large order with us very recently, and there was a large amount of money that would have been owed back to them because we were going off the air and couldn't complete their current advertising campaign. But Peter Ruin of Aran Radio Remails phoned us tonight when he heard we were going off the air, and he said, never mind that, you put that amount into your fighting fund to get back on the air. And I can tell you that was a lot of money, and we are very, very grateful to them for that magnificent gesture. And that is real heartfelt thanks, but also to all the advertisers who have helped us along the way. Mike, back to you. Let's have a record, please.
Right, the person that we must, everybody here in the studio would like to thank is Sean Coyne, better known as Captain West. He put everything on the road. And Mike Young wants to say something.
Yes, Mason, just a final word from me for now, anyway. Just whenever, we hope not to be off too long, but anyway, whatever length of time that we are off, I'm sure that everybody here in the studio will join with me, Mike Young, and in saying that myself and the rest of the staff will be ready, willing and able to come back immediately.
There was one person I'd like to thank personally, and he rejoined the staff here a few weeks ago, and that was Willie Hart. He played a big part in my life here at Radio West since he came back, with his humorous comments and so on. Also, Mike Young, whatever he'd have left over for me in the morning from the night before. Oh, Willie Hart, I'd like to say goodbye to you all, and I hope it won't be my last goodbye. Willie Hart.
There's two people I have to thank. I came to Radio West a year and a month ago, and the main person who brought me to Radio West was Sean Coyne. You've known him as Captain West, but his name is Sean Coyne. He brought Radio West onto the airwaves. And when we do return, Sean Coyne will be known as Sean Coyne and not as Captain West, because we'll be legal. One other person I have to thank personally for a lot of support and help was Nora Francis, someone who said, no one has said anything about Nora tonight. Nora has supported this radio from the beginning. Nora Francis has managed this station. She's gone through a lot of hell, a lot of arguments with Sean, which is unusual, but they've helped each other. Sean and Nora from Willie Hart. I like to thank them personally.
Right, last night DJ saved my life at 4 minutes past the hour at 12 o'clock, and at 4 minutes past 12 o'clock there's very, very little...
Three cheers for Sean Coyne, the owner of Radio West. Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray! Hip hip, hooray!
Right. Mark Buggy in Dublin, actually, a very good friend of mine and our engineer on our FM transmitter. It's not a very, very easy transmitter to maintain, let me tell you. There our phone goes again. And Mark was on to me on the phone just a few minutes ago and wished me all the best. And advise me, very funnily, Mark, believe it or not, everybody sort of disagrees with you here, but anyway, I have to kind of play along the game here with everybody. A very good night to you, Mark, and as the old saying goes here on night flight, sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. I'd also like to say good night to the Campbell family in Ballygown, Brecklin, Mullingar once again, and that's the old granny down there, not the old granny like I mean to say it, but the granny who reared me up from knee high, and also say, you see, he's gone all twisted at this stage. Hello to the Coyne family in Milltown Pass, that's the mother, Mrs. Coyne, Mary Coyne, how are you, and the boss man himself, Thomas. So I'll say goodnight to all you people before I go. This is the last time you'll hear Radio West for, I'm sure, a short time, I hope. And what we intend to do, and I'm saying this publicly, what we intend to do is, since Nova in Dublin, Radio Nova, everybody heard of Radio Nova, and that is Radio Nova is taking a little bit of a court case next Thursday, that's this day week in Dublin. What Radio West is going to do for the time being is sit tight and we'll wait and see what way that court case goes. Now, I was talking to our local TD this evening, Mr. Jerry Lestrange, who's Shadow Minister for P&T Minister, if I get that right. Tongue-tied at this time of night as well. And he sort of advised me on exactly what we're doing at the moment. And he seems to think we should get a license. Now, he didn't say us, but he seems to think we have a good chance of getting a license after the government have made up their mind. So let's hope and pray that our government, Fine Gael, will make up their minds and hopefully give Radio West a license here in Mullingar. I'm sure it would mean a lot to our listeners out there and our advertisers as well. So from Radio West, me and all the gang there, all the gang, we're going to say goodbye now, right? Does everybody want to say goodbye? One, two, three.
Goodbye! We'll be back!
Right, goodbye, we'll be back. So hopefully we will be back on the air very, very shortly. So this is my very, very last record of tonight. It's an old favourite of mine. Right, we have one phone call. Hold on a minute. Hello? Yes?
Hello, good evening, this is Radio West.
Turn down the radio. Turn down the radio.
Hello?
Hello, yes?
No, I won't pretend.
Seamus, I'm taking it.
Right,
right.
Okay.
Hello, yes? Hello?
Am I on here?
You are, yes.
Oh, no, please.
Where are you from?
Kilbeggan.
Kilbeggan. And are you going to miss Radio West?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You did a damn good job.
Well, thanks very, very much. And it's great to hear callers like that coming in. Right, you're our very last phone caller of the night. And I'd like to say thanks very, very much. And hello to everybody in Kilbeggan. What's your name again?
Brilliant radio station.
What?
You're an absolutely brilliant radio station.
Well, thanks very, very much. That makes us feel really good at this time of night, let me tell you. Okay, thanks very much for ringing in, Kilbeggan. Right, good night to you. Bye. Right, that was our last phone call on Radio West, and here's the very, very last record. After this, you'll hear our usual Desiderata and our national anthem. So it's a very good, very good night from everybody here at Radio West, and I'm as sad as everybody else is here tonight to see us sort of come to an abrupt end like this. So it's a very good night. God bless. Sleep tight and don't let the bed bugs bite. Just before our transmitter actually switches off automatically at 12:15. And that is, we've just counted our signatures so far from 7 o'clock this evening. And we've received over 1,000 signatures. So that is a good start actually in 5 hours. And we haven't passed them around at all.
Machanisha Kaja, Shahi Mihal of Flaherta and Shah. By me Jarash Arish, Godishin, Konasav, Agus, Banap Dalef.
Go placidly amid the noise and haste, and remember what peace there may be in silence. As far as possible without surrender, be on good terms with all persons. Speak your truth quietly and clearly, and listen to others, even the dull and ignorant. They too have their story. Avoid loud and aggressive persons. They are vexations to the spirit. If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain and bitter, for always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career. However humble, it is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune. But do not distress yourself with imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself. You are a child of the universe. No less than the trees and the stars. You have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive Him to be, and whatever your labors and aspirations in the noisy confusion of life. Keep peace with your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be careful. Strive to be happy.
Yeah. back. We'll be back! Yeah! Yeah!
It's only 15
hours. Hold on a minute.
W-E-S-J.
Your mother gave me that.
Open the champagne.
Open that.
Right. Captain West is now opening the champagne.
There is a bottle of champagne which has to be opened by Captain West. Courtesy of Mrs. Josephine Mack and Dublin Road Mullingar. That is my mum, Elias, Willie Hart, Willie Mack. Here we go. A bottle of sparkling wine. Can he get it? We'll be back. Goodbye. Good night and God bless.
Morning, did you take that? Take off the mic, all right, the mic is everywhere.